The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Smith feeds it back to the point. John Klingberg back to Smith. Down low to Toffoli. Now back to Smith. Top of the circle. Down low to Toffoli on the left. Throws to the slot. Score! Macklin Severini's right in front of the net. Looked like he might have tipped it. But that was a nice high-low, high-low, high-low play on the left wing side. Playing catch with it. Smith and Toffoli made that play work. And Macklin in front got his stick loose. It's 1-0 Sharks at 1:09 of the first period.
Well, I think when you support the puck and you skate, and then you make the right decision with the puck and make them come 200 feet, you know, that comes down to winning habits, you know, and that's something that we're learning. But there's a fine line to that, and I think we sometimes, we're a young team and we're learning. Yeah, we are, but the game of hockey hasn't changed in the last 100 years. The way you play to win, and you know, championships, and guys have won in that locker room, championships, world championships, gold medals, you know, Stanley Cups. It doesn't matter what level you're at. There's a certain way you have to play to win. And I think we just got to keep pressing that a little bit, and we'll get there. But I liked the third period as far as we matured from that second.
All right. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? We are waking up winners, the San Jose Sharks. As they do these days, they bounce back from a loss with a win. And as we look at everything we've seen lately, the San Jose Sharks continue to find themselves in a playoff spot. They are in the second wild card. They have 55 points. They are 1 point shy of Utah. And then if you look at the Pacific, they are 2 points shy of Anaheim, 3 points shy of Edmonton, and 7 points shy of Vegas. So the San Jose Sharks are in a very, very good position right now, better than any of us could have expected as they head towards the Olympic break. But they've got five big games before they do so. Starting on Tuesday, the 27th at Vancouver. Then they are going to be at Edmonton on Thursday. Then it's a Saturday afternoon clash against Calgary on the 31st. That takes us into the month of February. On the 2nd, it is Chicago. On the 4th, it is Colorado. And then we don't get Sharks hockey again until the 26th of February when they are hosting Calgary. But last night, the tank was absolutely rocking. And it was rocking because the Sharks were playing out of their minds for the first 10 minutes of the game. We often talk about how the tank used to be and the way that the Sharks would just come out and win games oftentimes in the first 10 minutes. The other team would be so on their heels, they would have no ability to handle what the Sharks were bringing. That's what the tank felt like last night. It felt like old times. It was a sellout crowd. Everybody was going nuts. The Rangers are in town. That's always big. And everyone was up for that moment in the stands. And the Sharks fed off that energy. You could feel it before the game started. And then it was just an immediate onslaught from San Jose as they jumped out to a 1-0, a 2-0, and then a 3-0 lead. And yes, we did see that New York was able to reestablish themselves in the game and able to get a goal back. But that was it. They got one back. 12:50 of the first, and that's all the Sharks would allow. You have to give a lot of credit there to Alex Nedeljkovic. You got to give a lot of credit to the Sharks' penalty kill. You got to give a lot of credit to the Sharks' team defense. This was a game where the Sharks just seemingly handled every facet of the game very, very well. And yes, sometimes Ned had to bail them out, but I think that start to finish, this was one of the more impressive wins of the year for San Jose because they just jumped out. They took control of the game. And that was it. Now, in a perfect world, they add on to it. They make it 4-0, 5-0, etc. And they do similar to what Tampa did to them back on the 3rd of January when they jumped out to a 3-0 lead and then added upon it, and it ended up being a 7-3 final. The only difference the Sharks was able to make in that game was a hat trick by way of Pavel Regenda. But that's what the Sharks need to be able to do. And I know we're not at the point yet where we can really start critiquing wins, but there is the sense that, okay, if the Sharks want to take that next step as a team, they need to be able to extend that out to a 4-0 lead, or when it becomes 3-1, get that goal right back, make it 4-1, make it 5-1, and just dominate the game. Just take the Rangers out of it. The Sharks did a good job to take the Rangers out of it. You could see that they were not ready for the onslaught that the Sharks brought at the start, and the pushback that they had was not enough, nor was it consistent enough. I give the Sharks a lot of credit about that in the way that they played. But at the same time, I think we all know that when the Sharks are playing a higher level of competition, that 3-0 lead isn't going to hold unless they can add on to it, that they are going to see the opposition continue to work their way back into the game. You can't do that against Vegas and expect to hold on to it and ride it to a 3-1 win. You can't do that against Colorado. You can't do that against Edmonton. You can't do that against Dallas. You can't do that against Washington or Carolina. Now, maybe a once over seven-game series, sure, but not consistently. And I know you're thinking, Ted, are we actually talking about playoff scenarios against teams? Well, yeah. I mean, that's the goal, guys. They want to get into the playoffs. They want to be the team that they've been striving to become throughout this rebuild. And so you have to start thinking about what would work in the playoffs and what would not. Consistently, the Sharks' defense has not been good enough to where they can just shut teams down and that's over and done with. That's the next level of where they need to get to. And so you need to know that a 3-1 lead at the end of the first is probably not going to be enough. Now, again, I give the Sharks credit. I give Nedeljkovic credit. I give everybody credit. But there was still more that the Sharks team needs to do to make that a more convincing win. And that's the next step. You know, we go back to a year ago, was being able to hold on to the lead at all, or being able to not collapse in the third period, or being able to, you know, figure things out. You know, for a Sharks team that has won so many games in overtime this year, this was a clear-cut, convincing regulation win. That is a Sharks team that is continuing to make progress. And some of the things that we saw in this game, I know Macklin had a two-game pointless streak. Oh, my God. It was hilarious, A, to watch people think, oh, he's tired, he's done. It's like, well, maybe he just cooled down for two games, or maybe those two teams, very good teams, by the way, did everything they could to try and shut him down. That could be part of the equation. However, Macklin Celebrini looked like Macklin Celebrini last night. Part of the reason the Sharks were shot out of a cannon early in that game is because Macklin Celebrini was a cannonball himself out there on the ice last night. Disruptive, impactful, fast, everywhere all at once. The energy and the emotion that he showed early on, you love to see. And I'm still somewhat amazed that he didn't walk away with a hat trick when all is said and done, just because he played so darn well. I mean, he just looked everything like the player you know he's capable of being. He was making key passes. He was making great shots. He was everywhere. I mean, one of the things that's fun to do, and I don't do this a lot because it kind of takes away from watching the game as a whole, but if you just focus on Macklin during a shift sometime, and it's easier to do this when you're in the building than when you are watching on TV, but if you can just watch Macklin for the entirety of a shift, his work rate is absolutely phenomenal. You know, when he gets to actually relax a little bit is on the power play, because he kind of, you know, will post up a little bit lower, or he'll work from high to low and kind of wait for the puck to get bounced around. You know, he won't be quite as active just because the Sharks are trying to set something up. And that to me is as quiet as his game is in terms of his activity. When it's just a regular shift for him, he is everywhere. He's up and down the ice. He's east, west, north, south. He is trying to make things happen. He's got an active stick. He's unbelievable. He's the Tasmanian devil out there on the ice. And I think that's something that people have to worry about in the NHL, just because Macklin Celebrini is everywhere all at once. And I think it's a mentality that's spreading too. That's another thing that I'm really excited about out of this game. And what I've seen recently, even in some tough losses for San Jose, Colin Graf, Michael Misa, getting more and more aggressive with their skating, more and more aggressive with their game. That, to me, is so indicative of growth, that when they have the confidence to go, you know, red line and rev it out on those shifts and really get at it. Seeing Michael Misa turn into that player, seeing Colin Graf become even more of the player that he's been up to this point. You know, you love to see these players develop in front of your eyes. And Colin Graf, again, he's been so good on the penalty kill all year long. He was once again last night. But to watch him play with more of a zeal and an aggression on the offensive side, or even more aggression on the defensive side when it's not the kill, he'll just skate at a guy, poke his stick out there, try and make something happen. You know, he just has a little bit more of that wrecking ball mentality. He's getting better every single game, every single week, every single month. You go back, and Colin Graf keeps on getting better and better. Now, the timeline for Michael Misa is much shorter because he's only played, you know, relatively in a handful of NHL games, but you can see that he's figuring it out. You watch some of the passes he made where he's making the passes before he's fully spun around to throw it back towards the slot, or the way that he's skating harder towards pucks, or the way he's just more decisive, the way he's going after the game as opposed to letting the game come to him. That means that it's slowing down for him. And I talked about this, I think after the game against Florida, I forget, but I know that in the last couple episodes, I have talked about how Michael Misa, you know, you can see that processing power at work. You can see him react and respond to the game in a different way than he was earlier this season. And of course, that comes with time. And he's been living the NHL lifestyle. He's been getting used to all this. He had a little bit of experience before he took the injury and then went away to the World Juniors for a bit. But Michael Misa is progressing before our eyes. And that is what he needed to do. Those are the next steps that he needed to take. And you watch these players continue to take these steps. And that's another guy like Pavel Regenda, who scored another goal, switching it to the backhand, going with the shovel motion, getting it up high. Well, what a spectacular goal for Regenda, the Olympian to be for Slovakia. One of the best stories of the San Jose Sharks this year. You know, they trade Justin Bailey and they get him back in return. And I don't think anybody really thought that much of the trade at the time. Pavel Regenda had already competed for Slovakia at the 2022 Olympics, so he had that in his back pocket. But watching him consistently score in the NHL has been an absolute joy, and this does not look like it's going away. He is a guy who can score. He can create opportunities. He can make things happen. He uses his body out there. He can hit. His defense is not perfect. I'm not going to say that he is some sort of a perfect player, but you do see a lot about his game that you really, really like, you really, really appreciate, and you see what he brings to the ice. And I know that maybe some people are sad that you had to send Chernyshov down, but Chernyshov needs to keep playing throughout the break, and Pavel Regenda is going to be playing throughout the break with Slovakia, and you had roster decisions to make, and I think this is the right one, because also Regenda's been hotter, and that's not that I'm taking anything away from Chernyshov. I just think that Pavel Regenda and the way he is playing and the way he continues to play is so much fun to watch. You just see the nose for goal that he displays. It freaks me out, because it's just, how did no one else figure out how to develop this? And maybe it's just his own game has gotten to a certain point to where it is able to be that much more of a factor out there on the ice. But man, the way that he creates, the way that he has chances, the way that he has, you know, a little bit of that sixth sense out there when he gets near the goal, it's fun to watch. And seeing all these players, you know, having their moments for San Jose. Will Smith, he did not get a goal last night, but you could see more and more of his game starting to come through. That's a great thing to see. You wait for those things to happen. Will Smith, you know, he didn't have a goal last night, but he had 2 points. Macklin Celebrini had 2 points by way of two goals. Colin Graf had 2 points by way of two assists. That's 6 points off your top line. Now, Tyler Toffoli gets an assist. Regenda had the goal. Misa had an assist. I mean, that's a productive night, guys. And then you combine that with Alex Nedeljkovic, who had a great night with 28 saves, one goal against, a .966 save percentage. He keeps on winning every time he's out there on the ice. I mean, I don't think anybody you can look at with the Sharks last night, even if they didn't have a point, no one had a quote-unquote bad night. I mean, you go beyond, you know, Misa. Reeves, you know, he did not have an amazing night, but he was still plenty good. Klingberg, Orlov, Wenberg, Goodrow, Gaudette, Desharnais, Liljegren, Ferraro, Eklund, Ostapchuk, Dickinson. It's all quality time out there on the ice, guys. They took care of business. They shut the door early on, even though the Rangers did get one goal. The Sharks were not going to let them get any closer, and that was just a complete performance. I mean, that's what I keep on coming back to, is that even though it wasn't perfect because they didn't add on and they didn't blow them out, but it was complete. Defense was good. They may have let some chances that they didn't like, but you know, if you work hand-in-hand defense with your goalie to only give up one goal, you did your job. The defense was good. They took advantage of some early power plays to take the game, you know, by the neck. And then they were able to add a third on top of that. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead. If you get the crowd into it early, if you jump out to a big lead, if you score on the power play, you're demoralizing the opposition and you're taking control of the game. The Sharks did those things. That's a complete win. Again, not perfect, but complete. Speaking of that complete game, why don't we hear what Dan Ruzanowski had to say and go over some highlights. It started off with Macklin Celebrini on the power play.
Smith feeds it back to the point. John Klingberg back to Smith. Down low to Toffoli. Now back to Smith. Top of the circle. Down low to Toffoli on the left. Throws to the slot. Score! Macklin Celebrini's right in front of the net. Looked like he might have tipped it. But that was a nice high-low, high-low, high-low play on the left wing side. Playing catch with it. Smith and Toffoli made that play work. And Macklin in front got his stick loose. It's 1-0 Sharks at 1:09 of the first period.
So the Sharks get things going with a power play goal. And you're feeling pretty good at this point. You're thinking, all right, you're a minute 09 into this game. Macklin Celebrini gets his 25th of the season. Tyler Toffoli gets an assist as well as Will Smith. And the crowd is rocking. Well, just about 2 minutes later, Pavel Regenda with a disgustingly pretty backhand, assisted by Michael Misa and Colin Graf, makes it 2-0 Sharks.
Here comes Colin Graf, moving from left to right, down to the final 20 seconds of the Sharks' power play, with San Jose leading 1-0 in the early going. Head in front, backhand shot, score! Pavel Regenda in the slot was wide open, and all he did was catch the puck with his backhand and toss it up top to beat Spencer Martin. That's another power play goal at 3:08. The Sharks lead 2-0.
Again, just an absolutely unbelievable goal by Pavel Regenda, one of the best of the year by far, one that I'm going to be thinking about until the Sharks play again on Tuesday, because it was just, that was sick. That was absolutely sick. I did not see that goal coming the way that he scored it. Just absolute beauty right there. And the Sharks are up 2-0. The tank, it was already on fire. Now it's just pure pandemonium in there. And Macklin Celebrini will blow the roof off the house with a third goal that the Sharks have scored in the first 7 minutes and 37 seconds. Second of the night of Macklin. It's 3-0 San Jose.
Now the Sharks steal in the offensive zone. Here's Graf holding the puck, banking it forward to Smith. Out to the slot. Celebrini shoots, score! Macklin Celebrini, a tic-tac-toe finish. No chance for Spencer Martin from 35 feet out. Celebrini's got two goals. This one is his 26th of the season. Smith has two assists, and the Sharks are up 3-0.
And what I have to be wondering about is how many guys who played against the Sharks in the NHL back in the day when the tank was the tank and you had to survive the first 10 minutes are realizing that that reality is rearing its head once again. When Macklin Celebrini scored that third goal, the tank erupted. And again, I've heard some big eruptions at the tank in the last couple of years because there have just been some great moments. I'm not going to deny that. Sharks fans always know how to make it loud and know how to make it just a crazy, great atmosphere. But this was different. This was the fan base acknowledging that the tank was becoming the tank again. Macklin Celebrini doing absolutely ridiculous things. The Sharks jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and it felt like nothing was going to go wrong over the night. And it didn't. I mean, the Sharks gave up a goal. It's hard to shut out the opposition, but the Sharks, you know, were able to keep control of this game in large part because Alex Nedeljkovic had an absolutely phenomenal night with saves like this.
Zibanejad poked at it, taken back by Toffoli, put it across the rink, but Perreault intercepts. Here come the Rangers moving in. Zibanejad behind the defense, gets the backhand shot on goal. That's a great save by Nedeljkovic, his best stop so far in this game.
Nedeljkovic has been phenomenal lately. He's just having great start after great start after great start. The Rangers would pull one back, but it didn't do much to impact the outcome of this game.
Sharks can't clear. Shot to the net from the right point taken, and in front of a scramble, turnaround shot, Carrick scores. Sam Carrick, always working, gets the rebound of a play that was just kind of a broken play to the net from the right point. It deflected off a couple of skates, and doing a complete 360, Carrick was able to bank one off of the goaltender Nedeljkovic and get the Rangers on the board.
So it's 3-1 at this point. San Jose is in control. And after this, they just played a very, very high quality game. It was not perfect. They had five more opportunities on the power play after they scored in those first two, and they didn't score on any of them. That's a relative negative. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not worried about it because the Sharks scored two power play goals early in this game. In the first 4 minutes, That's a lot for the opposition to come back from. The Sharks took advantage of their opportunities when it mattered the most. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and that was good enough to carry them to a 3-1 win. After the game, I spoke with both Colin Graf and Michael Misa. Let's hear from number 51 first, Colin Graf.
All right, we're here with Colin Graf after the Sharks' very impressive 3-1 win over the Rangers Friday night at the Tank. You guys were shot out of a cannon to get things started tonight. Did it feel that way? Because that's what it looked like to me upstairs.
Yeah, the first minute was a great start for us. I think that was something that, you know, we wanted to focus on, especially in front of the home crowd, was to get off to an early start, and we did that for sure.
Yeah, and just curious, when you have that type of a start and the fans start feeding off of it, the energy's building in the building, do you feel it out there on the ice? Can you tell how much the wind is at your back?
Yeah. I think the first 10 minutes were really really going well, but you know, credit to them, they battled back and they got one, and I think that then we had to play some more normal hockey, I'd say, instead of feeling it.
Yeah, tell me about your assist on the Regenda goal. Just get it deep.
Yeah, just rimmed it in, not trying to do too much out there.
And then when you saw Misa had it, did you think he was going to come back for Reggie?
No, I actually didn't even know Reggie was there, so credit to him, that was a nice pass.
Were you surprised when he went to the backhand and roofed it? That was pretty sick.
Yeah, that was certainly a decision. I mean, it worked out. I don't know if I don't know how many guys would have pulled that one off, so it was pretty cool.
And then tell me about your assist to the Celebrini goal.
I'm not 100% sure I remember the play, but I think it was just trying to get a good stick on puck defensively and try to turn defense into offense, and then, you know, just sort of pulled up and waited for Smitty to come through. I was looking for him, and then he put himself in a good spot, and he made an unreal pass to Mac and an unreal finish.
Could you tell that Mac was feeling it early in the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the power play, obviously, you get those first two goals in the power play. How much of a confidence builder is that, especially after a couple games lately, the power play hasn't looked its cleanest?
I think it's nice for the whole team just to get an early lead, and you know, for the power play, I think it's nice where you get one and you just sort of, anytime you get one early, you sort of feel it. You feel it a little bit better.
Yeah. And let's talk about your game a little bit, because one of the things that I've noticed from you lately is how much aggression you're playing with. You're skating a lot faster. Is that just because you now have that much more to call upon in your game, to where you feel like you can be more decisive, more aggressive in your skating and how you attack the game?
I think it's just something where, you know, I want to have an impact on the game and try to get pucks back, and I think that's something that I do well and I want to continue to work on and get better, is to get pucks back and then have our team play more offense.
When it turned into more of a quote-unquote normal game, like you said there, after the first 10 minutes, were you at all surprised that you guys weren't able to build upon the lead, or is that just kind of how a game's going to play out sometimes, to where it does come very quickly for you guys in the first 10 minutes, but then it does settle down?
I think it was, yeah, like just like you said, sometimes, you know, you get every game we have chances, and every game we capitalize, and then every game they save it or they make good defensive plays. I think it was just one of those times where we capitalized early, mm-hmm. and then, you know, maybe the puck luck, or, you know, we had a couple close ones, but that's just how the game goes.
How did Nedeljkovic look to you tonight? Because it seemed like he was right there locked in from the start.
Yeah, he was great again. Just really confident back there, and it gives us so much confidence playing in front of him.
Yeah, and he continues to have good start after good start right now. You know, I know that he makes the big stops, but does it feel like the team is playing good defense in front of us as well as a team, as a unit?
I think there are definitely stretches, but there are some times where we sort of left him out to dry, and he bailed us out, so big time game from him.
And then how big was it, considering this team's not going to be home again until the 26th of February, to take advantage of this home game before you go out onto the road and then the break?
Yeah, you always want to win at home. You know, we only have one, I think we won home game in 10.
Yeah.
This little stretch that we're on now, so it's nice to get a win in front of the fans and basically send them off to the Olympic break happy.
And now you guys go off onto the road. What's the mindset as you guys go on to take on some very good teams, first going through Canada and then finishing with Chicago and Colorado?
Just keep stacking good games together, not trying to not trying to do too much out there. I think it's something where we just want to keep stacking good games, and the points will come.
And that's what, 29 points now in the season for you?
I meant like team points.
I know. I'm just saying after the fact. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff, man. Well, congrats on the win, and I will see you soon. All right.
Thank you.
Colin Graf, again, developing into a fan favorite. The way he plays, it's so much fun to watch. And he just keeps on coming up with big, big moments for this franchise in what is going to be a year to remember, I think, at least at this point. After that, I was able to talk with Michael Mesa. Let's hear what the rookie had to say.
All right. We are here with Michael Mesa after the Sharks. Very impressive 3-1 win over the Rangers Friday night at the Tank. How much fun was this one, the way you guys just came out, shot out of a cannon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always good to get back home after a road trip in front of your fans, and they're obviously excited for us to, you know, be here and play, and yeah, I think we did a good job for them.
You jump out to that 3-0 lead, the building's buzzing, obviously you guys have the wind at your sails, but the game does settle in after that. How different was that for a change of pace to be out, you know, on a huge rush and then have to control that lead for the rest of the 50 minutes of the game, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously nice when you get out to an early lead, but then you got to realize the other team's just going to have a push and, you know, try to come back at you. But yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job defensively, and I think it led to, you know, our offense, and that's usually where a game takes over.
Yeah. Could you tell that Macklin was feeling it early on in this game?
Yeah, I think you knew he was going to, you know, have a good game just from the first shift he had, and yeah.
And then Nedeljkovic also, he had to stop some early challenges. They did get one past him, but it seemed like all night long he was ready to stand up to it.
Yeah, he's an ultra competitor. I mean, he's comes to the rink every day. He's a great guy to be around, and his performances speak for himself.
Yeah, no, and it also looked like you guys played some really good team defense in front of him. Graf said there were a few times where it felt like you guys maybe left him out to dry a little bit, but I thought that collectively the team played pretty good D out there tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I thought all our D were unbelievable, and Ned on the back end there, and it makes it easy just getting out of our D zone, at least offense. So Yeah,
tell me about your game, because you've obviously been able to compile some games and have that consistency. You're looking like you're playing with more pace, more aggression. Does that ring true to you?
I think it was a process. I mean, at the start it's a transition to come into this league, I think, as an 18-year-old, and I mean, I think I've been doing a good job trying to get better each day, and I do definitely feel a lot more settled in now.
And obviously that's a process that starts for you back in training camp, getting used to the NHL lifestyle. How much more comfortable are you with that NHL lifestyle now compared to maybe, you know, we go back to the start of October?
Yeah, definitely a lot more. Just the everyday grind, and, you know, the plane rides and the road trips and all the travel. It was definitely a little adjustment at the start, but yeah, it's a dream comes true for me, so I'm enjoying it.
There's a lot to enjoy. The team keeps on getting better month after month, staying in that playoff race. Do you take a look at the standings, or do you try to ignore it?
I think I check quite often, actually. I mean, just want to see how we're doing, how other teams are doing, and it's important, kind of, you know, looking at the schedule, looking at who you got next, and, you know, down the road. And yeah, I think that part of it's important.
It's a big road trip coming up for you guys. You go up through Canada, and then you finish off in Chicago and Colorado before the Olympic break. From what you've learned so far at this point, what's the most important thing going into these road trips to where you are going up against some really good competition?
Yeah, I think, it's a tough question. What was the question?
Well, what's helped you find success on the road up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think you come in to a road game, I think it's important to always start on time. Mm-hmm. That's something Warzo's big on, is starting on time, especially on the road, because you don't want to, you know, get down 2-3 to a team on the road. And that's usually what we do, start on time.
And then I'm curious, have you figured out more of your routine now with these road trips? Because I know it's different than it was a year ago, because you guys are getting into different hours. There's rules about the charters, when they can get in and such. Are you now like better at getting in a nap after you get the morning skate in, or is that still hard for you?
Yeah, I'm always a nap guy. After morning skate, like before a pregame nap, and then usually just go eat something, and then go to the game. But yeah, I've always been a nap guy.
That's good. That's good. You can save your coffee for after that.
And yeah, get
that.
Exactly. There waking you go. Up.
And then this is the question I've been asking guys: when you have a win, do you go to what they put out there on the table, or do you get something else from around the area?
Depends. I think now that we had a day off tomorrow, I mean, we might do something as a team. But
nice.
Yeah, there's always food around, and it's unbelievable.
It's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much. Congrats on the win. We'll see you soon.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Again, that was Michael Misa joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. By the way, I saw a great tweet last night that came out on the Sharks PR account. It said, the three Sharks goals in the first 7:37 of tonight's game were the fastest for the team from the start of a game since December 21st, 2011 versus Tampa. Wow. Yeah, that's a while ago. When that game was played, the three Sharks with multi-point first periods tonight were 5 years old, Celebrini, 6 years old, Smith, and 9 years old, Graf. so silly, guys. We're out of time. Sharks win again. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.